They both died. So you thought it's mutter to marry her sister. And then it comes out they're both alive. See, even though you did an aveira, you live with your sister-in-law. But again, the Tanakam holds, like we said, Alachem, you're mutter with your wife. With your wife, you're still mutter. Just the sister-in-law, she's a soita, she's also to her husband. She's also to the brother-in-law. That's what the Tanakam said. Now, we'll call Malay Rabbi Yosef. Yosef says like this. Ki heichi the ishta sharia, the same way that your wife is mutter, is eshes gisay nami sharia. He holds no, the same way the sister-in-law is mutter to her husband. Now, there's the old, she's not called a saita. She's mutter to live with her husband. It was called an honest like, Stami holds to say. So that's what Rabbi Yosef means to say. That just like you're allowed to live with your wife, the same way the sister-in-law, she's allowed to live with her husband. For the Gemara, if that's what Rabbi Yosef meant to say, Ihochi, Kol Shein Poisla Adei Acherim, Ein Poisla Adei Atzmoi. What do you mean, Kol Shein Poisla? He should have said like this, Kol Shein Poisla Adei Atzmoi, Ein Poisla Adei Acherim, Mi Boilei. That's what he should have said. He should have said, Kol Shein Poisla Adei Atzmoi. Like when you, the fact you live with your sister-in-law, that does not ask your wife on you. You do not become master to your wife. So just like when the husband lived with his sister-in-law, he's still mutter to his wife, he should have said, Ein apoisa de acherim. The same way the sister-in-law does not become mutter to her husband because of your bia. That's what he should have said. So it's not mashma, Rabbi Yosef means to say this chiddush. He doesn't mean to argue to say that the sister-in-law is also mutter to her husband. As if to say, she's not called a saita because she was an anusa. Like she thought the husband died, that's why she lived with her brother-in-law. But if she would have known her husband was alive, she wouldn't live with her brother-in-law. So therefore, she's still mutter to her husband. But the Gemara says, it's not mashma, it's not what Rabbi Yosef meant to say. The Gemara says, Ella, Fiella, he meant Elamai, he meant like this, Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef means like this. Fiella, ki heicha di eshes gisoi, asira, the same way your sister-in-law, that you live with your sister-in-law. She becomes also to her husband, because she's a saita, she lived with another man. So Rabbi Yosef means to say, Ishtoi nami asira. That Rabbi Yosef means to say, your wife also becomes asur on you. The fact that you live with your wife's sister, that makes it that your wife is asur to you. Maybe that's what Rabbi Yosef means. So Gemara says, so tainich, that's good. His first part that he says, kol she'a poisul. That's good. That since she becomes asur, your wife also becomes asur. But kol sheina poisel maya vidatayu. But if so, Rabbi Yosef says a double lashon. He says kol she poisel, and then he says kol sheina poisel. What's the lashon of ain poisel doing here? What's talking about not pasling? According to this, we're only talking about where you do pasel. What's the lashon of ain poisel? So Mar says Omer Abami Areisha. It's going on the Reisha. The first part of the Mishnah. The first Mishnah we had on the Perek. It says like this: Nisei Sarpi Bezdin. In a case that an Eidechot came and told the wife, you should know, we saw your husband died. So Bezdin gives her a head to get married. So Halacha is, and she got married, and then the first husband comes back, the din is Tetzei. She has to leave a stek, both of them. Upsurim in a korban. But in such a case, she doesn't have to bring a korban. That since she got married, the head to Bezdin gave her a head to get married, she doesn't have to bring a korban. What about our P'edim? Let's say two Edim came and told her her husband died, and she got married to somebody else. And then her husband comes back, is Tetzei. She leaves the second one, but she's mutter to go back to her first husband. But v'chayev is the korban. I call upon him a korban she has to bring, because she did not do it to heter Bezdin. She did it without Bezdin's heter. Therefore, the Maisa, she was an Ashes Ish, living with another man, so she has to bring a korban. Yofa koicha shor Bezdin, she apotra min a korban. That the Tanakhama says that if you listen to Bezdin with Bezdin's heter, you gain on the deal that you don't have to bring a korban. That's the locha. If you do something because Bezdin gives you a heter, you don't have to bring a korban. The Tanakhama says, Loishino al piedim, doesn't make a difference if he got married because of two edim. That the locha is the Ashes Gisa Sharia. That the wife of your brother-in-law is mutter. In other words, in a case where two Edim came and told the news that the brother-in-law and your wife died. That's the Ganal Mishnah. In a case where two Edim came and told us that the brother-in-law died. So now when his wife gets married, she's allowed to get married because it's a heter of Edim. That what she's mutter to her husband. Like the first two Edim said your husband died and she got married to somebody else. And then her husband comes back, we say she's allowed to get married to her first husband. She's mutter. It doesn't make a difference whether she went up to Bezdin. Now, Veloishna Api Bezdin, whether the same case happened, only that an Eidechod said that the husband died, and she got married because of Ete Bezdin, the Yeshes Gisei Asiroi. Like our first Mishnah says, that the Loch is if you only got married because one Eidechod said your husband died, and then it comes out that he did not die, the first Mishnah says, Teitze Mizer Mizer, she's also to both husbands. So that's what the Tanakhama says. Anytime you hear the news from one Eidechod and you get married to somebody else, you take the chance that if your husband comes back, you also to both of them. But if you're getting married now because two Edim said your husband died, that's okay. Then you're allowed to go back to your first husband. That's what the Tanakhama says. Now, we'll call Malay Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says back like this. Alpi bezdin de poisul ayadei acherim poisul de yatzmoy. That's like a good. That if you only got married because of Edim, because of an Eidechod that Bezdin gave you the heter. So the same way that the lady you live with, she becomes also to her husband, whereas you live with your sister-in-law. So now she becomes also to her husband, the same way you become also to your wife. That's what Rabbi Yossi argues. That, come on, Rabbi Yossi, I'll be Bezdin, the poisla de acherim, that if the sister-in-law becomes also to her husband, is poisla de atzmai. Now your wife becomes also to you also. But I'll be bezdin, but if you got married because two Edim said you're allowed to, tiyeinu poisla de acherim. If you live with your sister-in-law because two Edim said that your brother-in-law died, so you're allowed to live with her, and then it comes out the brother-in-law is still alive, the sister-in-law is mutter to the brother-in-law. The sister is mutter to her husband. So in such a case, ain't a place where they atzmai, who are then your own wife is also mutter to you. That's what Rabbi Yossi is saying. Rabbi Yossi is saying your wife depends, how did you get married to your sister-in-law? If you got married to your wife's sister, because one Eidechot said it was mutter, then the loch is your wife becomes also to you. But if you got married because two Eidim told you that your wife died, then even though later when your wife is still alive, then you're mutter to your wife. That's what Rabbi Yossi means to say. So that's good, that's his double oshin. He argues on the Tanakam in this one point, that in the case that only one aide said that your wife died, and you listened and got married to your sister-in-law, now when your wife is still alive, you become also to your wife. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafchua Malyeh Ma Seifa. No, Rabbi Yitzchak is only going on the Seifa, the last halacha. Skip this and go like this. We're talking about, who the Azli Arusosai the Gisai, who the Azli Ishtar the Gisai. Nafkemina is, did you have Nisuyin with your wife, or did you only have Erisin, you only had Kedushin with your wife? There's a case in the Sefer, our last Mishnah, is that your wife and your brother-in-law went away, and the news was that they both died, so you married your sister-in-law, and then the news is they're both alive. So there's a difference. Okama Tanakama, Tanakama says, Loishno ishtoi v'gisoi, v'loishno arusosa v'gisoi, that eshes gisoi asira, v'yishtoi sharia. It doesn't make enough to mean if you only made kedushin with your wife, or whether you had nisuyin with your wife. In both cases, when you live with your sister-in-law, she becomes also to her husband, because she's an eshes ish that had lived with somebody else. She's like a soita, midirabonin, she's also to her husband. Marshenkin, your wife is mutter to you, since only the husband did the avera. The husband lived with the sister-in-law, therefore the husband is still mutter with his wife. That's what the Tanakhama says. Rabbi Yossi answers back like this. That is the difference. Ishtoi v'gisoi, if it was your wife that you married, you lived with already, you had nisuyin with already, you had chup already, the lekel ameima tenoi hevilei, nobody would have a havamim to say that your kedushin was not chal, that you made conditions with her, like we always say. Once you live with your wife, you're always goma v'daita that for sure you want the kedushin to be chal. So nobody has any doubts to say maybe your first kedushin was not chal. Is benisuyin tiyein a poisa de achar? Is ein a poisa de atzmoi? In such a case that you do not become also to your wife, the fact that you live with somebody else with your sister-in-law, and now your wife is still alive, you're still mutter to your wife. But if it's your wife that you only had kedushin, yarusa, you didn't live with her yet, you only was mekadisha, and she went away now with your brother-in-law, and the news was that they both died. So you live with your sister-in-law. The ikal meima, people may think that now that you married the sister-in-law, the kedushin is really chal. You are married to the sister, but people will think to noy hevelad the kedushin. People will think that when you first married your first wife, the first sister, you made a tanai, you made a condition, and the ma'isa, the condition they did not do, so the kedushin was not chal. That's why people think that you're allowed to marry the sister-in-law. So meila, you have to give her a get. Is therefore poisa de acherim. Is our poisa de adi atzmai. In such a case that the sister-in-law becomes also to her husband, who adin your wife becomes also to you. Because the svar is you're going to have to give her a get. And when you have to give her a get, your wife now is like the sister of your grushosai. Therefore your wife becomes also to you. And Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, halacha k'Rav Yosi, that's takad halacha, but takad like Rav Yosi. That if it's only you are with Sosai, if it's only the wife that you made kedushin with, nothing more, and then she goes away, and you live with your sister-in-law, people will think that maybe the first kedushin was not chal, and that's why you're allowed to live with your sister-in-law. So Mela, when your first wife comes back to din is, you're going to have to give your sister-in-law a get, because people think maybe the kedushin was chal. Once you have to give your sister-in-law a get, you become also to your wife now. Because now your wife is like the sister of your grushosoi, that she's also. Mask of Lord Rav Yosef, who miyama Shmuel hachid the Shmuel say like this, for Yitbim learned like this, Yavama. What's the halacha of Yavama again, a Shemeris Yavam lives with another man? Rav Amarei Keshishish, she's like an Eshishish that she becomes also to the Yavam. Who Shmuel Amma ain't a Keshishish, she's not like an Eshishish. That she's not like also to the Yavam. The fact that Shemeris Yavam lives with somebody else, she does not become also to her Yavam. The Yom Rav Huna, Kegoin Shekidish Ochi Vesisha. The case is that the brother married a wife. Shekidish Ochi Vesisha. For Holach Lelum Dina Sayon. And he went away to Dina Sayon. The Shama Shemei Sochiv. And people heard that the brother died. The Yomad Venosis Ishtoi. So the other brother married his brother's wife. The Rav Omer Rav says, Arei ki eshes ish, v'yasur li yavam. It's like an eshes ish, she's like a soita, she's also to the yavam. Hu shmul am ein ki eshes ish, v'shari li. So you see, his muta, how could shmul say, like Rav Yosi, that she's also. Omer lo yabai yimimai. How do you know the chiyam ha-shmul halach Rav Yosi? Ad Rav Yitzchak nafkham, he's going on Rav Yitzchak nafkham's teretz. Dilmad Rabami kom, he's going to Rabami's teretz. Vinami Rav Yitzchak Nafch, even if he's going to Rav Yitzchak Nafch's teretz, Mimai Diya Poisel. He's going what he said, he's Poisel, Vidilma Aino Poisel. Maybe on the thing that he said Aino Poisel is going like. And Inami, Mimai Diya Yisad Rav Huna, Dilma Lassad Rav Huna, Klal, maybe they hold like Rav Huna, like Rav Amnuna. Ukh Rav Amnuna, and they hold like Rav Amnuna, Kimiflagi. That's Dol Machloikis. Like we had before, the Yom Rav Amnuna, maybe this is Dol Machloikis. Shemeris Yavam Shazinsa. Or Shemeris Yavam, a brother, husband died, she got married, but she lived with somebody else. Asurul Yavama. That's Rav Amnuna's halacha, she's like a Saita, she's also to the Yavam. The Rava, Maria Yikiyashisish, and she's talk also. Umisla Biznus. Who Shmuel Amarena Kreshishish. Vulay Misla Biznus. Maybe that's still Machlaikis. But nothing to do with our case. Vinami, another Machlaikis could be, the Kedushin Taisim, be Yavama Kamiflagi. The Rava, Maria Yikiyashisish, Vulay Tafsi Bokadushin. Ushmulam and Lorena Kreshis Ish, but Tafsi Bokadushin. The more I've ifla go bachad, the Zimna, the Yagid already one time, the more Achad and the Chacha Veratita. It's not Shmer what the Yagid two times. One with the other one goes hand in hand. But I call upon him, there's no Kasha and Shmuel. That Shmuel Paskin here, that Yavam is like an Eshis Ish, has nothing to do with the husband is also with his wife. Havad, it could be, like you said in Rabbi Yasi, that he doesn't become also to his wife. But here it's a new Shiloh. If a Shemeris Yavim is also to a Yavim or not, if Yod like Rav Amnuna, or else if Yod Tushin is Tafas, by Yavam Lishuk.
All right, we'll stop here. We'll go over this last Gemara again in the next tape. We'll go over this last Gemara. Yeah, just the last Gemara again. We're holding that Tzadik Hei Omid Bey is on the bottom. Yeah, the Gemara says again, Umi Yom HaShmul Hochi, the Shmul Taka Paskin like this. like you're just passing like Reb Yossi, that we said there's an afkumine with your ishtoi, or if it's you are rusosoi, that if it's only you are rusosoi, we make a gzera, because people think it's a tanai, but the kedushin for the Gemara Ivritma, we learned like this, Yevoma, Ravoma Arei Keshisish, Rav says the Yevoma has a din like an Eshisish. No, it's not like an Eshes Ish. Now, what does this mean? What's the machlokes? The Yomar Rafuna says, "Kegoin shekidish ochi v'sisha." What happened was, first one brother married, got married, has a wife. For all lachlelum dinas hayom, and the brother went away. V'shama shemes, and we heard now that he died. V'shama shemes ochi. Now the brother here heard that his brother died. V'yomad v'nosas ishtoi. So the brother here that's alive got up and married his wife. So the Rav, or Marav, says like this, Harei Keshis Ish. She's like an Eshes Ish, for Yasur Yavam. And she's also now to get married to the Yavam. Or Shmuel Lov, and Shmuel says, no, ain't a Keshis Ish. She's not considered like an Eshes Ish. For Shariyah, she's Mutter. Why? Because everybody knows that the second Kedushin was not Chal, because really your brother was alive. So it's not called like an Eshes Ish. So you see, Shmuel does not make a gzera that people think there was a Tanai in the first Kedushin, and that Kedushin really was Chal, the second one. So Amalei Abaya, Abaya answered back, "Umimai d'chiyomar Shmuel alocha k'Reb Yossi." Ad Reb Yitzchak Nafcha k'amar, who said Shmuel meant to say the Pshat is like Reb Yitzchak Nafcha, Dum ad Reb Ami k'amar. Maybe he meant to say like Reb Ami learned Pshat in Reb Yossi. And according to him, you have no raya that there's a Tanai in the Kedushin. It's messed like you made a Tanai. The Maravinami ad Reb Yitzchak Nafcha, and even if you want to say he does learn like Reb Yitzchak Nafcha, Mimai dia poisel. How do you know he paskins on the pshat that Reb Yossi says? The apoisel for duma ainu poisel. Maybe Shmuel only paskins like Reb Yossi what he says on ainu poisel. And inami even maybe mimai di isla rafuna. Who says we hold like Rafuna's pshat? Duma lesser the Rafuna klal. Maybe we don't learn pshat like Rafuna learn pshat here. Who would Rav Hamnuna kibiflagi? So what is the machlekes then if Yevam is still like an Eshes Ishanat? Maybe the machlekes is in Rav Hamnuna's halacha. The Yomar Rav Hamnuna, says that Shemeris Yavim Shezinsa, in a case where the brother died, his wife now is a Shemeris Yavim, and she has nus with somebody else, Sa'asuruli Yevama, that Rav Hamnuna has, says, he's called about the Yezika, she's like an Eshes Ish now, that if she lives with another man, she becomes also to the Yavim. The Rav Amar Rei Keshes Ish, Rav says she is like an Eshes Ish, and therefore Mistla Bznus. That's what Rav meant to say, that we hold like Rav Hamnuna. Ushmulama ain't a Keshes Ish. She's not like an Eshes Ish, but Mistla Bznus. And she does not become also with Znus. Vinami maybe, and also maybe, Bekdushim Toysim Yavomaka Miflagi. Maybe that's the Machlokes. The Rav Amar Rei Keshes Ish, Vulei Tavsi Bokadushin. She cannot get married to anybody else. The Kedushin is not Chal. Ushmulam and a Keshes Ish, not called like an Eshes Ish. Fitafsi bo Kedushin, and then the Kedushin would be Chal. For the Mor Aivo, if Ligo bo Chod is Imna, the Yagri already wants to write about this. The Mor says, Chod and Achlal de Chaberot Ito. Itma, one was learned because of the other. That's not a Kasha. But I call upon him coming out, there's no stereo Shmuel on Shmuel. Shmuel never said that there's a concern from the Tanai in the Kedushin. We're not afraid of that. Now the Mishnah says, Omru loy, they told to the man that Meisa Ishtecha, Ishno, your wife died. So, Venosa Achoisa Meyavia. So you went and you married your wife's sister, that they were sisters from the same father. Yeah. Venosa Achoisa Meyavia. And she married your sister, and it was sister from the same father, not from the same mother. Then Meisa, they told you that your second wife died. V'noso achoisa me'ima. You went and married your second wife's sister from the same mother. In other words, like the third wife had no relative at all to the first wife. They weren't like all sisters from the same father, the same mother. You went and married now your second wife's sister from the same mother. But she has nothing to do with your first wife. Meisa, then they told you that your third wife died. V'noso achoisa me'ivia. And you married now the sister of your third wife, her sister from the same father. You married her. Mesa, then news came that your fourth wife died. Vinosa achoisa mima. And you went and married her sister from the same mother. So again, the fifth wife
is not a relative of the third wife. She's a relative of the fourth wife. Their sisters only from the same mother. That was the case. For kids, you married five different sisters. V'nimtzu kulam kayamas. And at the end, the news is that all five are alive. None of them died. All five come back to you. So what's the halacha now? The halacha is like this. Mute berishayna uveshlishis uvechamishis. You're allowed to still stay married with your first wife, with your third one, and with your fifth one, because they are not relatives. They're not sisters from the same father and the same mother. They're not sisters. But the second wife, since the second wife is a sister to the first one, so the Kedushin is not Chal, the third one is Chal, the fourth one is not Chal, because the fourth one is a sister to the third one. So since you're still married to the third one, you can't be married to the fourth one. And the fifth one is also still mutter to you, because she's not a relative to the third one. So, like you're saying, it's talking about Mestam, they were, or even without Eidim, even with an Eidach would be the same halacha here. Like a man doesn't become Asa to his wife, that we had before. So the Maitz, it's only when you're married to your first wife, her sister, Yikushin, can't be Chal. But to the third wife, that she's not a relative to the first one, the Kedushin is Chal. So you're still married to the first, to the third, and to the fifth one. U'poiteris Tzoraseim. And you should know you're part of the Tzoraseim. So Rashi says that means Imeis U'bo Yovam V'yabim Es Achas Mihen Niftara Tzorosa. The Tzorah becomes Potter. In other words, you are talking married to these three wives. These are your wives. You're married to the first one, to the third one, and to the fifth one. And let's say now the husband died, and one of the other brothers make Yibamam one of them, they take a part of the Tzara, because the first husband is married to these three ladies. V'yosa b'shni of Revius. Mashenkin with the second one, and the fourth one, that you're also too. Because since your first wife is still alive, so the second one you married is her sister, and you can't marry two sisters. So that Kedushin is not Chal. The same one, the fourth one. Since the fourth one is the sister to the third one, and you're married to the third one, the fourth Kedushin is not Chal. V'yein bias achas mehen poiteris terosa. Like in case the brother dies, the husband dies, if one of the brothers make Yibum with the second one or with the fourth one, it means nothing. You weren't miyabi, your brother's wife. And therefore, out of the first wife and the third wife and the fifth wife, they're still zakuk liyibum. If the brother is miyabim, the second and fourth wife, it means nothing. Is v'yein bias achas mehen poiteris terosa. If the brother is miyabim, the second or fourth, it means nothing. V'yein bo'al ha'shniya li'acha misas ha'rishoyna. But let's start the Gemara explain, really now your first wife dies, she's really dead, and now you go and marry the second one, the Kedushin is Chal. Because when your wife dies, you're allowed to marry your sister. If you live with the second one, with the first wife's sister, liacha misa sarishoina, after your first wife really dies, is muta b'shniya, then lamaisa, the second one, you're allowed to marry. So that's the kedushin that's chal. The third one then is not chal, because the third wife is a sister to the second one. Uvrevias, but you're muta to the fourth one, because the fourth one is not related to the second one. See, if the case is that the first wife really died, but not the rest of them, then it's the rule, then it's the opposite order. That with the second one you're mutter, with the third one you're usser. With the fourth one you're mutter, with the fifth one you're usser. Upoiteris sarasayim. You're married to the second and to the fourth. So when the husband dies, and the brother makes yibum with one of these two, either the second or the fourth, it's akapat is the other one. But we also b'shlishis of the chamishis. But the husband, though, is also with his third wife and with his fifth one, because those two are sisters to his wives. V'yein bias achas mehen poteris terosa. And therefore, if the brother is miyabim, the third wife or the fifth wife, it means nothing, because the brother was not married to them. So therefore, the bia of the yibum into the third wife or the fifth wife does not part of the tzara, because that lamaisa was not your brother's wife. Now the Mishnah says, what about Ben Teisha Shonim? If you have a child that's 9 years old, V'yoymechud, he's 9 years old in one day. And now, let's say his brother dies, his brother was married, without children, and he died. So the Maisa says the mitzvah yibum. So now the brother that's alive now is only 9 years old in one day. So lochur is who poisel ayidei achin, that if he does something to the yavama, he makes it that now the yavam is also to the rest of the brothers. The yachin poisel na yodai, and the same thing the opposite way, that if the brothers do something to the yavama, the brothers make the yavama now also to this 9 year old yavam. Ella, what's the difference between an older brother and a younger brother? Who poisel tchila, that this young boy, if he makes maima first, if he goes over to the yavama, he goes over to his brother's wife and gives her maimer, it means something. And that automatically makes the yavama also on the rest of the brothers. But only if the young boy went first and gave a maimer. But for achin, the other brothers, poistlen tchila v'soif, even at the end, they also passel. That means, let's say, first the young boy made maimer, and then an older brother makes maimer. So the second maimer also passel, the first brother can't be miyabmer anymore. But the other way we wouldn't say it. Let's say an older brother makes maimer. And one brother died, and there are two brothers alive. One is 20 years old, and one is 9 years old in one day. So if, let's say, first the 20-year-old boy, he makes maimer. He does it first. And then the young boy makes maimer, he does it b'soif, he doesn't passel her onto the first one. The first one is still mutter to her. That's the difference. A young boy, the 9-year-old, only passels tchila. If he makes maimer in the yavama first, that's called something, and then the rest of the brothers can't be miyabmer anymore. But if the other brothers made maimer first, and then the young one made maimer, it means nothing. But the opposite way, that the second one's maimer, if the young brother made first, and then an older brother made maimer, that maimer means something, that now the younger one cannot be miyabmer either. Hey, the other one is poiso tchilo v'soif.
Now the Mishnah says, Ketzad, like how do we have it that the other brothers could pass leaving b'soif, that ben teisha shonim v'yoy mechad, shiabu al yivimtoi, that this young one, the 9-year-old one, made yibum. Now posel ayde achin, he becomes posel to her because of the other brothers. How? Either bo leo achin, either one of the other brothers made yibum also, had beer with her. That's one way, because of the second brother's beer, that the first one becomes osur. Or else we also bo maimer. Or else, let's say another brother, an older brother, made maimer. Even though he made the maimer after the first young brother made the beer, still we say an older one passels even basayif. Nos nu get, the same thing if an older brother gave her a get, then with the rabbanon the get is like chalitza. And therefore she's passel now even to the first one that made beer first. Oy choltzu, or else let's say an older brother now gave a chalitza. So lochri is poislan al yodoy. Because of the chalitza, because of what an older brother did right now, that's why the younger brother is also wasa to her. That's the pshat, that by a gadol, he passes even basayif. What he does, he makes it that the young one cannot be miyabna, cannot stay married to her. Now the Gemara says, Otu kulu lav liyacha misas rishonin inu. Misas rishonin inu. Like what's pshat in the end of the Mishnah, it says that when the first one died, and then she got married to the second one, siyav this halacha. For the Gemara, the first case of the Mishnah also was talking about that the Edom came and told the man, you should know, your first wife died, and that's why he married the second one. And then the second one died, he married the third one. The Reisha, the Mishnah also is talking about where he heard his wife died. So the Gemara says, Omer Rav Sheshes, liyacha misas rishayna vaday. The second case of the Mishnah means that not only you had news that your first wife died. That was the first case. The first case of the Mishnah is you married the wife, and Edom said she died, so you married a sister. They said she died, you married her sister, went on and on. The next case of the Mishnah is that really it's true that your first wife died. So then when you marry the second one, she's mutter. So when you marry the third one, it's not chal the third one, because she's a sister of your first wife. That's the difference in the Mishnah. The first case is that all your wives are alive. So therefore, the first is Kedushin. The second is a sister. It's not Kedushin. The third is Kedushin. The fourth not. The second case is where your first wife really died. So then the second wife, the sister, you're allowed to marry.
Then it starts off the other way. The third wife is her sister, it's not chal. The fourth wife is not a sister, it's mutter. So that's the difference. The Mishnah is just saying, the different case is if your wife really died. Now, Ben Tishishon, Mishnah talks about if you have a Yavam that's only 9 years old in one day. Gemara says, Ben Tishishon of Yemechud. If the Yavam, the brother that's alive, is only 9 years old in one day, is Echot Chila Posel, Yemechud, Yetchila Posel, Bisayfle Posel. Like the Mishnah says, only if this brother now makes a Maimah first, so now the Yavam comes also to the rest of the brothers. But Pasayf, he doesn't passel. That means if one of the other brothers, an older brother, made Maimer, and then the younger brother also made a Maimer, that means nothing. She doesn't become Aser on the first Yov. That's what our Mishnah holds. Fred Gemara v'otoni Rav Zvid, Rabbi Shia, I Rav Zvid, the name of Rabbi Shia, that Aser Maimer b'yavimtoi. If one brother makes Maimer in his Yavama, he goes to his sister-in-law and gives a Kedushin. Maimer is midrabon and yemakadisha with kesef kedushin. V'yacha kach bo'ochiv shu ben teshon v'yoymechud oleho, and then the other brother that's only 9 years old comes and lives with her. He's like miyabe makes beer with the yavama posla, that now the yavama does become osar to the first brother. So the chura you see here that even basayif, even after the first older brother did something to the yavama, the younger brother could still pass on her onto the other brothers. So it's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that if one of the other brothers did something first to her, made Maimer, and then the younger brother makes the Maimer, it means nothing. He does not pass her onto the first brother. And here it's Mashmi, he does, that even though the first older brother made Maimer, now when the younger brother comes and makes Bias Miyabma, she becomes possible to the first one. So you see, a bias of a cotton does pass even by saif. So where's the stira? Tomorrow says poshit. Amri, I'll tell you the difference. Bia taka posel afilo by saif. If the young brother is miyabimah's bas bia with her, that taka passes her even by saif. He could ask her even though he does it second. In other words, if an old, what happened here? There were three brothers. One brother died and he had no children. Now the two brothers alive, let's say first an older brother made Maimer, and then the younger brother makes Bia, so Bia does Pasala now onto the first brother. Bia Pasala Filo Basayif. But Maimer, let's say the second brother only comes and makes a Maimer, then the din is Tchila Pasala. He only passes Tchila. That means if the younger brother makes a Maimer first, that makes it that now the other brothers can't do anything to her. But Basayif Loi Pasala. But if the older brother makes Maimer first, and then the younger brother comes and makes Maimer, that means nothing. That's what our Mishnah says. That the small Yavam, the 9-year-old boy, passels with Maimer is only if he comes first. But if he doesn't come first, if an older brother makes Maimer, then his Maimer can't passel. But if he makes Bia, if he's Miyabimo, then a Bia's cotton does passel the other brothers even by Saif. Now the Gemara says, Ubi afilo basayif posel. For the Gemara of Akitani, we learned, Elo shu poiso tchilo, vehein tchilo basayif. Our Mishnah says, no, our Mishnah says clearly, that the difference between a cotton and a godel is, that a cotton only passes if he does something first, but the older brother passes even basayif. And Ketzad explains it. Ketzad, what's the case? Ben teisha shana v'yemechot. You have this Yavam, a brother that's alive, that's only 9 years old, in one day. Shebra Yavimtoi, that he's boil is Yavama. Mashma, this is the same case, that if he does it first, so then Lamaisa, the other brothers, can't do anything. But Mashma, even in this case, if the other brothers made Maimer first, and then this cotton made Bia, Mashmi does not pass on the other brothers. So Mashma, even with Bia, the Bia's cotton does not pass on. So it's not like we were saying before. Samara says, no. I'll tell you, chasure mechzura. Something is missing here. V'hochi katoni. This is the way you should learn. You should learn like this. Ben teisha shonim v'yoy mechut. If you have the Yavam, the brother that's alive, that's only 9 years old in one day. Hu poiso tchila. you should know he could only pass on her on the rest of the brothers if he does something first. But for him, Poislin Chilu Vesoif, Mashenkin, an older brother, even though one brother makes the Maimer first, and then a second brother comes and makes the Maimer in her, the second Maimer passes her on to the first brother. When a Godel does it, Pasoif, he passes on to the first one also. That's the difference between a Godel and a Kotin. Now, B'med, Devar Mamurim, when do we say there's a difference between a Godel and a Kotin? B'maimer. Only where the second one is only making Maimer. If the second one is making a Maimer, then it depends. If he's a Kotin, he does not pass her on to the first brother. But if he's a Godel, then he does pass her to the first brother. Avobiyo, but let's say what happens second is Biyo, that even this Kotin, the small Yavim, is Miyabim, makes Biyo with her, then the din is Poisele Safilu Basoif. Even though he's only a Kotin, for since now he's making Biyo with her, he makes her post even to the first brother. Even though the older brother made Maima with the first, gave her a kess of money to be Mekadish to her, so with the Rabbanan, the first brother married her, still now when the second young brother, 9 years old, comes and lives with her, he passes her on to the first brother. So the difference between whether the young brother makes Biyo, then it does pass over Saif, or whether the young brother only makes Maimer, then he does not pass over Saif. Kate said, what's the case? Ben takes the Shonim V'yom Echot. If you have a 9-year-old Yavam, Habu al Yavimtoi, that he tak has Biyo with his Yavama, is possible Aydayachin, that he tak a possible Aydayachin, that the other brothers become possible because of him. A Biyas Kotin in the Yavama means something, and therefore the other brothers cannot live with her anymore, cannot be Miyabra anymore. For the Gemara, O mi Islai my Maklau, Aydayachin, is there any Maimer at all with the other brothers? Is there any Maimer over here? For the Marvatanya, we learned like this. Ben teshonim v'yom echad hu poisel, that a yavam that's only 9 years old, when he does something to the yavama, he passes the hu poisel. V'dover echad, there's only one way he passes her. V'yachlen toisen aydei al yodai v'yarba dvorim. Mashen came, the older brothers, they could do one of four things that they'll make the yavama now also attend the other brother. What does that mean? That a cotton, if a yavam 9 years old does something to her, that we say what he does to her means something, that now the other brothers cannot be miyabmer anymore, that's only if he makes bia. The cotton, if he makes bia, then he passes her aydeachin, that the rest of the brothers can't be miyabmer anymore. But mashma, if the yavam, the cotton, only makes a maimer, that means nothing, even batchila. Even if the small Yavam comes and gives a kess of Kedushin first, Mashman means nothing. If an older brother now wants to be Miyabma, the older brother has a right to do it. Because Mashma, a Biyah is cut, a cotton only passes with Biyah. That's all. That's called one way. V'yachin Mashenkin, the older brothers, poistam ayidei ayode b'biyah, b'maimer, b'get b'chalitza. But an older brother, when one brother goes to the Yavama, goes to the brother's wife, and makes either a Biya with her, or else he makes a Maimer, or he gives a Kess of Kedushin, or else he gives her a Get, or else he gives a Chalitza, if he does one of these four things in her, she automatically becomes also to the rest of the brothers. So the Kura, you see, a Katan only passes with Biya and with nothing else, not like we're saying. We're saying that a Katan does pass her with a Maimer if he comes first. So Gemara says like this: Biya de posla bein betchila bein basoib sikla. There's no stira. That it says that a katan only passes with biya, it means because biya passes even if he does it basoib. That's why it says one way for sure. Mashen kein maimer. That our Mishnah says that if a katan makes maimer, he passes the yavam on the rest of the brothers. That's only the betchila posel. It only passes if the young one does it first. But Pasoif Lai Posel, if the young brother does it at the end, if the older brother first made Maimer, and then the younger brother comes and makes Maimer, means nothing. So the younger brother with Maimer does not always passel the Yavama on the other brothers. Therefore, like Sikolai, since it doesn't always passels, that's why this Brisa doesn't say that the Kotin could passel with four ways. The Brisa is only saying how the Kotin could passel no matter what happens, whether he comes first or he comes last. With how can he passel that way? Only one way, only with Bia. If this Kotin, the 9-year-old boy, is Miyabim, lives with her, now she becomes us or any one of the other brothers, even though he does it Pasoif. Mashenkein with Maimor or Geto Chalitza, if he does it Pasoif, he does not pass her on to the other brothers. That's why it doesn't say it. It only says one way. Mashenkein, the older brothers, let's say younger brother first made Bia, and then the older brother comes and make a Maimor, Shitaka passels are now onto the first brother. So the older brothers, no matter what they do, Tchil or Sof, or Soif, passel the Yavama, that's why it says with four ways. Mashenkein, the Kotin, that only passels the Soif with Bia, therefore the price only says one way. But really, really, the Kotin can passel four ways. If the Kotin comes first, and he makes a Maimer, or he gives a Chalitza, or he gives her a Get, she is now also to the other brothers. Therefore, there's no Stira. Itmanami, we learn like this also. Omarav Yudama Shmuel, Yesh lo get, that even a Kotin, if the brother is only 9 years old, if he goes over to the Yavama and gives her a get, midirabonin, that means something, and now the rest of the brothers can't be Miyabar anymore. Vechein Omarav Tachlifa, Baravimi, Yesh lo maimer, that if a Kotin goes to the Yavama and gives a Kest of Kedushin, so Lamaisa midirabonin it's chal, enough to say that no other brother now could be Miyabma. So you see clearly, like we're saying, that the Brisa says the Kotin only has Bia, it means because that's even Basoif. But then Echlami, Avada Batchila, the Kotin has any one of these four ways. Versus Tanya Namiyach, learn like this also. Yesh lo get, the Kotin has a get. If the Kotin gives his Yavama a get, Midrabonin, it means something. Midrabonin, a get is like Chalitza. Yesh lo Maimer, Tiva Rabbi Meir, that's what Rabbi Meir holds. Freddy Gemara, is this true? For Sover Rabbi Meir, Yesh lo get, is it true that if a Kotin, a 9-year-old boy, a 9-year-old brother, goes to the Yavama and gives her a get, it means something? For a Tanya, we learned like this. Also, be a spentesha kemaima begodol, that if a 9-year-old boy makes be in his Yavama, midirabonin it's chal, like a godol gives maimer. That's what we learned. Rabbi Meir Oimer, also Chalitza Spentesha Keget Begodol. Remeya says not only Bia's Kotin, but even Chalitza's Kotin. If the Kotin, the 9-year-old boy, gives his Yavama Chalitza, Midrabon is like a Godel gave a get. That's what Remeya says. So for the Gemara, the Yim Isif, you tell me now, that a Kotin could give a get himself. Listen, he should have said better. Kegitoi. He should have said that when a Kotin gives Chalitza, it's just like he gave her a get. Like if Remeya holds that a Yavam, that's a Kotin, could give his Yavamah a get, and it means something, but Rabbanan she's Asar, so why does he say that his Chalitza is like a Godel's get? He should have said his Chalitza is like his get. Tumor says, Omer Avuna Bred Rav Yeshua, Islay, Enachnami Taka does have, Vizuta Rabbi Gamliel, and it's smaller than Rabbi Gamliel. To what? To Yomer Ein Get Acha Get. That the Rabbi Gamliel says, Ein Get Acha Get. So Rashi says, Vizuta means Mi Get a Godel. A Get of a Kotin is smaller than a Get of a Godel. Av Rashi says, Av Echlit Sosoi, Havik Get a Godel. That's why Rabbi Meir says that a Kotin's Chalitza is like the Get of a Godel. Because even though a Kotin has a Get also, a Kotin could give his Yavamer a Get, but his get is not as strong as the Godel's get. There's a difference. The what? The Yomar ain't get ach a get. Rabbi Gamliel we had before says ain't get ach a get. Hani mili the Godel. Echod. Godel ach a Godel. The Kotin ach a Kotin. Avo Godel ach a Kotin mahanyo. But if a Godel gives a get after a Kotin, it ach a does help. And the Rabbonin, the Yarmiv, the courts of Rabbonin that say, Yesh ketach haget, hani mili begodol acha godol, oi bekotin acha kotin, avo kotin acha godol oi mahanyo. So the kid said there's a difference between when a kotin gives a get, than when a godol gives a get. When a kotin gives a get, it doesn't help after a godol's get. So therefore, when the mayor wants to say that when a kotan gives chalitza, it means something. He says his chalitza is as strong as what? As the get that a gadol gives. So that means their get, this chalitza would be after a get. Because even if a gadol first gave get, and then the kotan gives chalitza, taka means something. Because the chalitza of a kotan is like the get of a gadol. Even though a kotan himself also could give his yavam or get, and if possible that means something, but the reason why he says his get, his chalitza is like a gadol's get, because there's a difference. Yeah. All right, turn over.